is a special day in the church as we celebrate one of the greatest saints. His name was Leo, Saint Leo, and we call him Saint Leo the Great. Do you know why? Because he was greatest. He was awesome. He did a lot of good things. He was a pope way long ago in the year, he was elected in 440, so long, long time ago. And at the time, the church was really, really young. It wasn't, you know, in the course of 2,000 years, we're only talking about a small portion. So people were trying to figure out, well, what do we actually believe? What's true about Jesus? How are we going to do things? And Pope Leo was really, really important in those conversations, figuring out the details of the faith and how to live the faith so that Christians everywhere then could be on the same page. And he helped build the foundation of the faith that we have today. Now, can anyone tell me the name of our current pope? I know the older kids will know. Maybe some are way in back. Pope Francis, yeah. He's easy to remember because just think of like Saint Francis, right? The saint that likes all the animals. So Pope Francis is our current pope. Does anyone know who the very first pope was? We didn't call him a pope, but John, close but no. You're on the right track though, Paul. Saint Peter. And we know that because of today's gospel. When Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church. And so even though we didn't call Peter Pope, they didn't have the same words back then, he was really the first one. Because all the popes since then, there's been 266, no one else, well, we'll go with 265. I think there's 265. All of them have succeeded Peter as the first pope. Now, the question that Jesus asked Peter and the disciples is a really, really good question. Does anyone remember the question? Who am I? Who do you say that I am? First he asked them, well, who does everybody, all the people that are around, who do they say that I am? But then he said, but who do you say that I am? And so that question, Jesus asks all of us this morning. Now, the neat thing is, while Jesus we know is the Christ, the Son of the living God, as Peter said, he's our Redeemer, our Messiah, the Savior of the world. That's 100% true for everybody. The neat thing about Jesus is he can be different things to us at different points in our life. So what do I mean by that? For some of us, maybe we think of Jesus mainly as a friend. He's the one we can call on 24/7, whenever we want. He's the one that we love spending time with. We laugh, we have joys, we maybe cry, we share our tough days. He's like our best, best friend. Maybe he's like a big brother, where sometimes he might want us to do things that we don't really like. We may not be happy about it, but we love him anyway. And we know that Jesus asks those things of us because that's what's best for us. And we can trust, like our best friend, that he's always, always going to be there for us. Maybe he's a helper. Maybe we think of him as a healer. Maybe we or someone we love has been sick and they got better. And so Jesus is that grace, that healer in our life. You see what I'm saying? Where, especially as you guys get older and you go through different things in your life, Jesus will kind of take on different roles. Or different roles will be most important to you. But that's the beauty of our relationship and our friendship with Jesus, is that in any way that we need help or we're joyful or whatever it might be, he's always there for us. And so I want you guys to think about that question. Who do you say that I am? We know Oh, most importantly, Jesus is love. Pure love. He can do nothing other than love. And that will be true on the best of days and even on the hardest of days. It'll be true when we're doing everything perfect and even those times where we mess up. Jesus will never stop loving us. That's number one. But maybe if there's time as a class with your teachers, maybe when you get home with your parents or siblings, maybe you can talk for a little bit about that question. Who do you say that I am? And you can hear answers from different people and see how Jesus takes on different roles, and maybe for your parents or for your siblings or classmates. And in that, recognize that Jesus ultimately is everything, everything that's good for all people. So pray about that question. Who do you say that I am?